most musician-friendly venue, and it's really a great institution that you have here. I have a lot of firm political beliefs. I'll try and pull my head in as much as possible, but I have to say one thing, that going out to see live music is one way that you can continue to exercise your right to public assembly, which is something that's disappearing in the country I live in.
I heard a voice calling from afar. Son, you did not listen to your mother. Don't cry too late to realize in that royal jail you will be penalized. Nowhere in a British territory can you come and violate so easily. If they charge you with grand larceny, the full penalty is 10 years in custody. Mama got the news and she took it to heart. From what she said, in the dizzy park. Her actions were true, she was as good as gold, but the children, they run her out of this world. But now we go on the Downey Road, that young girl wrestling on the Downey Road. But she has been a heart that she could have fear. In the channel they are bound to channel, they are bound to channel, they are bound to hear.
Lost for many a lonesome year.
was a 5 pound at my mom and Anna. And it cut two different ways. And I was upstairs last night, throwing myself out. Mama was throwing myself away.
I'm in the yard.
So that's why I'm fascinated with music in three, because, you know, first of all, I come from the materially most wealthy country in the world that's the most impoverished in a human sense, and three is actually much richer than two. It's 50% richer. And you can't go to war in three either unless you're really well endowed. I'm thinking of a foot wearing. All right, so this is a little psychedelic music. I'm going to take Claude Debussy's harmony and move it into Reunion Island. And at the same time, I'm going to be sort of neurologically programming you for the next song. And the psychedelic bit is this. It's non-toxic. And here, you have to make your own neurological gravy on this one, though. So basically, this goes by in two, but it also goes by in three.
To remind you that the only difference between a language and a dialect is a language has an army and a navy.
I mean, and like animal species and styles of music, languages are disappearing really quickly because eventually we're all heading to a world where everybody's just going to say, dude. I don't really have any opinions. I'm really happy to see a happy group of people together here. It's really good to get your ideas and information from each other instead of from CNN. And keep SBS and ABC going because those are publicly owned. That means you own it. You know? Don't let them privatize it. Okay, anyway, never mind. Let's talk about agriculture and sex in French Creole. In rhythm. So here it would be Das Umpapa. It would be something like this. Still better than marching.
T'y connais très bien, et t'y connais même la candère et la brouille à terre. Nana, et t'y connais pas vraiment ton japon, gars. La bandose, c'est ça. Tagadina, ça va, ni le dame, tagadina, ça va, le badina, ni le dame.
Thank you.
already told you I was a pretty old bloke, and I still look pretty fit. And it's due to a couple of things. First of all, vibrational therapy. Those little high-pitched instruments clear out all the residue of the 1960s that builds up in your brain, so I can remember stuff. And this thing I had constructed with a long neck is tuned a little bit lower, quite a bit lower. By the way, this is everything you're hearing with these metal guitars is air, microphone, a DAS, this incredible sound man, and muscles. That's it. So this frequency right here, Mrs. Mack will split right in two. It's going to lower all your cholesterol. And personally, I find it very stimulating to the lower chakras. And in fact, if you're planning on making love this evening and you don't want to have a child, be extra careful because it's stimulating to your lower chakras too. Anyway, I'm kidding. Half. The real secret of eternal youth for me as a musician, which is the only thing I really know, is get to be more and more of a beginner every year. And so the stuff I'm learning about music now is really basic beginning stuff, and it's very exciting. It's keeping me, that's what really keeps me young. So I like to do a little beginning guitar, bass, percussion, and cranky social commentary. And this feels like a place where freedom of speech is encouraged, right? So you can say things like, John Hunt's a coward. Can you say that? I'll do James Cutting.
People, I wake up every day in a different place in this world, and I feel like I got a jinx all around my bed. I wake up most every morning with a jinx all around my bed. I have voted in every election in my adult life, but lately look like American folks done got a little misled. You know, I'm in the process still of trying to get Australian citizenship because I'm sure worried a lot about my home. That's true, I'm sure worried about my home. Looks like about 50 private companies have taken over the whole damn thing and they got away with it in front of everyone. Too busy watching Survivor or Jerry Springer. Well, never mind. Let's talk about love. I got me the sweetest little woman. I'm gonna get married with her this year. Lord, she weighs 100. Well, she can weigh a little bit of 100. I love you so much, I agreed to marry you, honey. But sometimes I wonder if your music getting better than it sounds. I said, what? She never really says that. Let's go! Well, you know, I would never presume to go anywhere and tell anybody how to think. But man, thinking is fun. Good for you. Just a few facts. Recently, George Bush was talking to Tony Blair about the French economy. He said the French don't have a word for entrepreneur. It's a French word.
He's got all those people everywhere working for him around the world, and nobody's got the balls to tell him it's not pronounced nuclear. That's why I really do believe in the public owned media, because in my country it's all privately owned. They didn't show any pictures of prisoners of war. They didn't show any pictures of injured Iraqis. That's a real new page in history for me, man. We like to mess with the gullibility of Americans. So he has convinced many Americans that in Australia you don't have the letter O or the number zero. Pretty good success rate with that one. Myself, I like to tell people that overseas they have metric time. You know, 100 seconds, 100 minutes, 10-hour day, 10-hour night. They said, wow, how do you make the conversion? Well, you just multiply by 1.666 and divide by 2 for 9 days. So inspired by that, over in Switzerland, a guy made me a metric watch, and it's a cover of my new record, Metric Time. Made in Australia by Australians, except me. I'm nobody. I'm just a citizen of the world. Ow! That's why I want to move down to this country, people, because you can have an interesting conversation with just about anyone. Wow, you're going to Australia, huh? I've always wanted to go to Europe. Yeah, what does that have to do with it? Yeah, don't become the 51st state unless you want to. Patriot loves his country, but Lord, he always liked to question the government.
Thanks very much. I do a lot of traveling in the third world, working with musicians, and man, you know, all you gotta do to see what the problem is go to the third world. Americans seem to think that money comes from nowhere. Well, no, there's a finite amount of wealth in the world, and how are you going to divide it up? In Africa, I've just toured 12 countries in East Africa from the top to the bottom, and there the need for musical instruments is so heartbreaking. There'll be in Kigali, Rwanda, there's one guitar in the city that's shared by 400 guys, and they're unraveling push-bike brake cables to get it to have strings. So as I get older, you know, I mean, for me, and it's a lot cheaper talking to you than going to a psychiatrist, so I hope you don't mind. Yeah. For most of my life, I was always trying to work that triangle between art, money, and life. You know, like making art, making a living, having a family. But now it's turned into a square because I'm getting old enough now that basically when I get up in the morning, I'm trying to figure out how I can help people because, man, we need help on this planet. So I'm actually starting a nonprofit foundation to get guitars and strings and microphones and cassette recorders into PNG and into about 12 countries in East Africa. And I'll tell you, man, every time you make a new musician, that's one less soldier. I just came in from Darwin and I was up there with Jeff Lang and we went out in the afternoons and did a couple of
only thing that made me think of all this is out in Karratha, there are some of the oldest Aboriginal rock carvings on the planet, and there is pictographical archaeological evidence of the first guy that ever got the blues. It's a picture of a guy sitting by a log going, "I'm not happy." Now, the next link in the chain up to modern blues, you go from that directly to Charlie Patton. See, in these wealthy times, musicians can have three chords or more in a blues song, but back in the original days, 100 years ago, one chord. And the 12-bar blues was kind of for the middle classes. These guys had one bar, and they had to play with one finger that they couldn't bend. So actually, this is a rural love song. I've got another confession to tell you. I am getting married this July, and I've been on tour now for 8 weeks in Australia. Got a month to go. Haven't been laid in 2 months, not planning on getting laid, you know, when I get home. So I'm kind of boiling over in testosterone a bit. It's a good thing I have music. So this is a rural love song.
Man, I gotta say again, what a great place to play music. The kindness with and attention that you're giving me just challenges me to play with greater and greater detail.
Alright, I think it's time to go upward in direction here.
I really love island music, it's particularly small islands, because small islands never make big business. Too busy enjoying nature, food, love, music, all that other stuff. Let's see. About 1,500 years ago, there was a volcano that went off in Sulawesi, Indonesia, and people got in their boats and they went east and they went west. And you can track the ripples of language and culture and music all the way out to Madagascar on one end and Polynesia on the other. I'm going to kind of mush it all back together a little bit. So we'll start off with some 100-year-old Hawaiian cowboy music, and then stop off for a little song in Zulu, and then we'll head over to Malgash music, and then bring it back to Polynesia that way.
on another kidney. Sally bon, Sally bien, Sally bon, Sally bien, syncopated. That is good, that is well, that is good, that is well, syncopated. Sally bon, Sally bien, 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 Sally bon,
everything that she was needed. captain and we'll say wait wow. I say fully tweet toi tweet toi ta frog. Well, he gave a townhouse and a dozen racing horses. Every man of that sheep, he had a dozen horses. Give a $1 for the nickels and dime. And she said, I'm running, counting it all 1 million times. Hey, what, hey! Hey, she's cooking the meat, my bitch, my
buddy. Hey, see that? That's why the protests don't work. You gotta focus your voice a little bit, all right? You wanna get rid of John Howard and that brown ring around his nose? One more time, let's do it for the queen, eh, or maybe not. Now, men, I want you to, that's right, no, John Hunt's a coward, that's right. Anyway, I want you to squeeze down real low, get in touch with your lower chakras, think about what a manly man you are, and then I want you to reveal your feminine side as well, because the truly macho are unafraid to be tender. So, ready? Dig down low and do make like this.
Thank you.
No wonder it seems I've ever shared my dream. Without you, my heart don't know what I'd do. In this hour of mine, you live on in time.
I'd like to cheer you all up with a happy little song about death. You see, this is again the free psychiatry part. Most of the time when I came home from school, I looked like this. And so because I come from a culture that prizes big guys, you know, bigger, better, louder, faster. One of the reasons why I really like calypso music, it was the little articulate guy who got the girl. It's the only culture I know of where it was okay to be, you know, a little guy with a big mouth. So, anyway, I love the text. It's a beautiful use of colonial English, and it actually is an uplifting song. But failing so miserably, still we desperately cling with vice by tenacity to prolong our lives interminably. And that's why I say with the grief of regret, we cannot escape the arrows of death. The sweeter it is. What's the moral of the story? Be nice.
Be That's what
just I'm just gonna clear your palate here for a minute, make you forget everything you just heard for a little bit.
Thank you.